We're learning Torah Samach Chet and Samach Tet. They go together in the Tumoran. Very practical advice in these Torahs. Eye-opening information, okay? It's focused on Eitzah. A lot of these Torahs focus on Eitzah. Advice for the soul. Okay, let's start. Kol nefashot tevim umit avim lemamon. All souls have a desire for money. V'lo lemamon bilvad mitavim v'avim oto. Not only to money. Even to a person that has money, people all of a sudden, this guy had a lot of friends all of a sudden, okay? And people, the way of people is to go after him and love him. Because he has money. Like we see clearly, as it says in the Pasuk, the ones who love the rich are many. The reason why a person desires money and wants to be friends with people who have money is because the soul comes from a very high place, that the money comes and comes down from that place that your soul's from. It's like the same source of your soul. What is it?
So you're saying, like, even the people who are like, you know, these like mega tycoons, their characters are like horrible, but because they have Shefa coming down, like a Paro,
everyone's connected to them, yeah.
But he's saying it's coming from a holy
the
place.
Money, I mean, the money, the way it's coming onto that person, he might not be getting it in the holy, but the fact that he has the money, that's what brings you a connection to him, because your soul comes to the same source as where money comes from, and therefore you automatically have a desire to be connected to that person who has the money. Interesting, no?
What about people who just don't
have desire for money? They have the desire only for the things that money can buy. What's the same thing?
Same thing.
Isn't it the same thing? Yeah. Kodesh. So for sure the place where the money comes from originally is a very holy place with a spiritual level.
Well, what would that look like if we're talking about money and the spiritual?
We're going to see now. We're going to get these stories in this moment. Well, it says in the annual Masechet Rosh Hashanah. There's a Mishnah where there's a machlokes between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. Is that in the source of where the Shefa comes from? Is it basically the potential state or is it an actualized state? And then there's a mimer on it in the Birashab, Kuntri Sumayan, Beit Hashem, where he talks about Chesed of Atzilus, at that point where the money comes from, and then it comes down until it comes down to this world, okay? Until it comes into a physical levush, the physical garment. Kederech ishtoshos, in the order of the ishtoshos, and then money is created out of that original spiritual place. Now, what happens when it comes down? We're going to see. Alken a nefesh tevel the mammon, therefore the soul desires money. Because the soul, it comes from the same place the money comes from. So basically, returning, you want to come back to your source. So money is just the same root as your soul. Therefore,
are they saying like it's like vitality, like to be alive, to that energy of being alive? It's also because money.
It's different madrigas within that. Yeah. So the first level, like if a person is like the Pirkei Avos says, a person that's poor is considered like he's not alive in a way. Right. And then there's different madrigas within that.
Is there a difference between Ashirut and money? It's using the word mammon, specifically money. You could have said Ashira, person desires wealth.
No, so the wealth is not necessarily because
the neshama desires pleasure. It desires material and pleasure.
Yeah, but okay.
Money is a means to receive. Some people have to do like money just for its own sake. I admit that.
Everyone has, yeah.
Specifically like money, but other people just like the things that money can buy.
Yeah, but if they didn't have money, they couldn't buy those things. They're going to want money.
No, they just want the things.
No, but if they didn't have money to buy those things, then they're going to want to have money so they can buy those things.
Right. Well, they get donated it or they ask for a ship directly. I just want that thing. I don't want the money.
But how you can get that thing without the money?
Well, there's also ways people get gifts. People get given.
It's true. It's true. Yeah, you're right.
People get gifts all the time.
I think that's the same. It's a form of that. Because someone gives you, let's say someone gives you a car, someone gives you a house. That's a lot of money in a more physical form that's set in a certain keli. That's a form of money. It's just not liquid cash, but it's still money.
I would say it's a form of wealth.
Well, if someone gives you an old car, it's not a form of wealth.
It's synonymous.
Now, inheritance is wealth. You can inherit a wealth,
right,
but it doesn't mean you're making more money.
Right.
Someone who's hit the well, they're constantly getting flow.
Let's see. Yeah, this is the well. In Torah Chaf Gimel, it talks about when a person gets into the chase and desire and worry for money,
mm-hmm.
and he says that's the general avodah zarah of the whole world.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it says lo as dam nida. It says the blood of nida. It's like because you get so dirty when you get like because you can disconnect from Hashem. That's what it says. Iser skila. When your heart becomes like a stone, because you think it's two different things, so you separate from God automatically when you chase. That's the way to go and do it. That's how they teach the rest of the world to do it like that. But Jews like a different category.
Uh-huh.
It could be beyond.
I said people, they're out every Torah, because Davka it says,
yeah,
for people to be on the Sanhedrin or to be a rough, they had to hate,
right?
They had to hate.
Yeah, anche emes sone butza.
Yeah,
the people of truth hate money. Yeah. But they still have a soul desire, meaning. We're gonna see the.
So they can desire it and hate it at the same time.
Yeah, you mean you don't you, meaning for you it doesn't make it like it says in Torah Samach. It says, money is mainly for women and children, and the reason why a man should desire money, is actually because if a person has a lot of physical wealth, he could get to a madriga of contemplation and closeness to Hashem that
right.
he can't without the money. So obviously, but if you have millions of dollars in your bank, your mind will be in a huge expanded consciousness.
Right.
You can connect to God in such a deeper way. Opens up channels for your soul to connect to, like the Gemara says, if a person has nice kalim, a nice house, and a nice wife, and it opens up your das in elikus. Okay, so that's part. So a Jew, so a man should desire money for a connection to God, but the women and children, they actually want to take the money and buy stuff all the time.
Oh, it's not for me; it's for my wife.
Exactly. Yeah.
So money can buy you
this watch.
Yeah.
Not like the Beatles.
But you can be in a situation in which, all through your life, money isn't going to be there. And it keeps trying, and it comes close, it flies away.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
All of a sudden, when you learn a lot of whatever it is you have to learn in life, there it is.
It's true, you can't control it. From, you know, it's like one of the things you don't know what it's going
to
be.
And then you know how to be able to control yourself when you have that.
Yeah, it's true. It's a whole topic. Yeah. He says, nonetheless, even though your soul comes from the place where money comes from, and you have a natural desire for the money, you should not desire the money. Because the desire, when we say desire, it means like a lust for money, which that comes with worry, that comes with anxiety, it comes with being obsessed with more and more money. Okay, that is gnut. What it means? Disgusting.
So guys, in that spirit, we will not be distributing the Corona Texas.
No, we will. We will. Rock litavot lohav.
Just pay by rent.
Yeah. It means for the money itself, okay? It's a means to an end where you desire more and more and then more. That's like the story of the master of prayer. It says the people that, when there was 10 groups of people that split up in the earth, and everyone said, what's going to be the most important thing in life? The ones who desire, said money is the most important thing. Those are the most lost and it's the hardest to get out of, and it smelt the worst.
Even the servants were like obsessed with it too.
Yeah, the land of wealth is basically, today it's America, but people basically measure you and how much.
But in Germany, they don't do the same thing. What
No, but it starts in America. But all the other people, all the other 9 groups, their main source of their problem is the desire for money, but it comes out in different ways. Which means the person's into health foods. It's a ishtalshus of the desire for money. If he's into beauty, it's a ishtalshus of the desire for money. All those other things are ishtalshus, but the main source is the desire and lust for money, okay? That's what it says. Now, in the land of the wealth, okay, they had, which means like a evolution from that.
Ah, right.
Okay, it's all evolution from this desire.
Radiation, maybe?
No, it's not an aura.
Radiation is from the top to the bottom.
Maybe. Okay, so anyways, what I was going to say, the land of the wealth. If a person had a little bit of money, then he was considered an animal. If he had a little bit more money, he's a human. If he had a lot of money, he's a god. If he's like a lot, he's like a god, like a really high level god. Okay. So basically, what do people do?
It all falls apart when you're like Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah. So what happened was is that people took that same concept and applied it to Ruchnius. If you learn one daf, you're a Jew. If you learn 2 dafs, you're better. If you learn 10 dafs a day, even better. Doesn't apply to Ruchnius. You cannot take the land of the wealth principles and apply it to Ruchnius. The Baal Shem Tov came and destroyed that because he said this guy reading Tehillim with his faith is much higher than this guy stagnant pages of Gemara, but he has no faith inside. Okay, so that you can't apply the same principles to Ruchnius.
Also, Tehillim came before Gemara.
No, it didn't.
Of course it did.
I mean, not the
no,
oral
Torah.
The oral Torah
came from Moshe Eman Sinai.
Right.
Yeah, but Tehillim came before Gemara.
I mean, the way when it was written down. The Gemara written down came after Tehillim.
The Gemara itself talks about Tehillim, right?
Wait,
does it?
It quotes Tehillim.
It quotes Tehillim.
It's a good shaila. How they quote it before Tehillim was revealed?
So,
good question.
The Tarshah Baal Peh and the Gemara are...
Tehillim is also part of the Torah. It's also part of Torah.
Tarshah Baal Peh...
I mean,
the Gemara is something written down that is based off Tarshah Baal Peh, which is Mishnayis. The Mishtalshel down in the Gemara.
Yeah, because back then... The way that the Gemara works, when the Tanaim said their Das in Halacha, by the way, it's important to know, that they're able to see it spiritually in the higher realms, to see that the Halacha was in such a way, based on the root of their soul. So Behillah, since they come from Chesed, so they saw that the Halacha was always leaning towards Chesed most of the time. And then every basically sage had a different point, and in order to bring it down, they had to bring a pasuk that they're able to rely on to support their Svara. But it could be back in the day where they were still on a higher level, they didn't, before the Gemara was written, maybe they didn't have to bring Suki. Maybe that's the answer.
Some of the Tehillim were written by like
Adam Rishon, yeah,
like
true.
Mizmor Shilish
Yom Shabbat. Yes, exactly.
Have you seen that people that have a money problem and difficulties continuously have a problem with Bitachon?
It's related. That's why they have the problem a lot. Sometimes you don't know exactly the real reason. Because it says a person could, it says that there's a reason why people get into debt, and Rabbi Nachman knew the reason, but he didn't reveal the reason. And he said, if the Torah was written in order, we would for sure know the reason why it's from, that this problem is caused by this, this problem is caused by this. But the Torah is not written in order, so we don't know exactly what's what. So what's the Eitzah? If you do a general tshuva, cover all the things, and that should fix all the problems.
And buy Bitcoin, because that's bitachon.
There we go. Okay, so now he says, even though your soul comes to this place, you should not desire it. You shouldn't desire it, the mammon itself, as we spoke about. Rak litavot v'lehava makom shemon ba. You should only desire and love the place that the money comes from. As it says,
God we trust.
Yeah. Rabbi mechabed ashirim. It's the rabbi would give honor to wealthy people. Not to the money, to the place that it comes from. They're connected to this high place. Like the soul that comes down, it's wealthy, it's connected to a high place, okay? As I say to Saint Erevin, Muhammad Shiesh Lahem Mamon Shubama Kum Kavos.
Even if they're criminals?
Even if they're criminals. If someone stole the money, okay.
They're never.
No, I mean, they're not getting it in a kosher
or
way.
Or make a big, like, donation. That's still something good.
Can they donate? So there was these questions. Someone steals money and donates the Torah. Torah might come up possible. There's like stories like that.
Say again.
Someone steals money. And he says, here's $50,000 for my donated money. Write a Torah. I think it's
tons of money to YU.
They teach IB courses. They teach IB courses in YU. My friend went to YU and he's learning IB courses stuff there.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's mixed up.
Yeah,
no offense. But they actually, but the Torah there is very high. The Nigla is of a very high level.
The Rabbi Sachs was there.
It was. The teachers that teach there are very high level in learning Torah. You know, they have great nigla of Torah. But I think there's
like
a mix of thought. It's some like non-Jewish.
It's
a college. There's like mixed, a lot of mixed things within the place itself. I'm not saying the people that are teaching necessarily. I mean, very high level kosher Jews that teach Torah.
So, a friend that was in YU, he said that they had a basketball game and had cheerleaders.
There you go.
People came to the game with their girlfriends.
The cheerleaders are the other,
when
the other yeshiva buffers.
Dress
and
skirts.
That's
even worse.
For the Mishkan.
Yeah.
You know, because the Egyptians said we stole the money, whatever it is.
Good story.
And they just
be careful
with it. And they donated that was the money that they took. So that could be a proof that we didn't steal.
Right.
Because it was donated as the Mishkan.
Uh-huh.
Or
I mean, I guess the money
that
I think it was supposed to be ours, I forget the whole story there, but...
It was our wages.
Yeah.
It was ours.
So it wasn't like taken not according to the deen.
But then there was other money that was given for, because they were spending too much time taking the money from after the Egyptians
during
died.
The Choshech.
And then that was used for the ego. mashukas there.
Oh, the extras.
They also get
interesting,
them.
Interesting.
I thought it was the women's jewelry that the men took.
For Egel?
Oh, no, that was for the Mishkan.
Yeah, they made the Mishkan.
Was that the same thing?
I thought
the women wouldn't give for the Egel. Right.
No, the women. Yeah, I thought they would just take it. Yeah, they take it from the. They take it from the women and they made the egg out of it.
Those guys.
Anyways, let's continue. Let's continue. So, and vida, a person should know. Shiraui should call Israel you lehem mamon. Every Jew should have money.
Amen.
Ashich yesh mida achat shemafsedet umeberet mehem mamon. There's one mida that takes away and that makes you lose your money. The mida ra'a meguna. It's a very evil, disgusting mida. Shekashem od le'inatzamim. It's very hard to save yourself from this mida. Even if one person wants to save himself from this, b'shvat b'shvil tavat mamon, and specifically when he has a desire and lust for money, k'dei shelot tafsid lo et mamon, so he doesn't lose out the money. Im kol zeh mida ra'a zot mitgaberet alav. He doesn't want to lose the money, but now this mida comes and
what's the mida?
We're gonna say it. We're building up a little cliffhanger for the before we say it.
Till tomorrow.
Beyaldu, okay? It's mitkaber love beyaldu tov v'katnuto. From when he was a young kid, it started getting stronger and stronger. Okay. V'alidezim of said it mero hamamun. Through this, is he could lose the money. Shehaya ra'ui sheyelo that he should have gotten. Okay, we'll pause it here for tomorrow.
Oh, no.
The Amira Ra, he mira the kas, is anger. Okay. Shall he tease him of seed? Through this, you could lose the money that was supposed to come to you.
So, what's the connection between anger and money?
We're going to see now. The source of mammon, the source in the evolution of the world, where money comes from, mimokom shemishta misham, ubuchinat achat. Which is the same source as anger. Anger might come from the same source also.
It's a nefesh.
Yeah, why?
Because the nefesh is... first of all, the nefesh... Part of the soul is physical possessions. Part of the nefesh is literally physical possessions in this world. It's the most...
It's your blood. Your nefesh is a blood thing?
No. Rav Yisrael Frankel, he told me this, said that the nefesh...
On this Torah, it's going to
tell you? Yeah, it's telling us in general. So that the nefesh, obviously you have your physical body and whatever, but then your physical body gets extended through through your possessions and through your money. And so when...
Meodecha.
Right. And so that's why people who have things stolen from them or they lose money, that's why they could become angry, because it's eternally connected. It's the same place up in Shemayim as the nefesh. It's all one.
Stealing your soul, right?
It's stealing your soul.
Yeah,
and then you get angry.
He says here as well.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Continue on. He says the nefesh, anger, and money are all
one
different.
Thing. Yeah,
all
right. They all come to the same source. All can. Habal davar kesheroeh shemishtashel v'red shefel adam shelo mamon. The bal davar, which is what is the bal davar?
The klipot.
In Torah Chafei, it says the bal davar is the koch ha-dimyon. But it means the other side. It means like we call the satan, the sitra, the bal davar. I don't know.
The master of something.
Just
master
of something.
Of
force of evil, okay? When they see that money's coming down to you, what do they do? Azaya red umazmin lokas. They come and bring you a situation that'll cause you to be angry. Like
wow.
If a police gives you a ticket while you have a mask in your mouth, not covering your nose.
So you can get the money?
So you don't get the money.
Wow. So does it go to them?
Let's see.
No,
so he says that the shpa and the shtal shut, that money should come down to you.
Because everybody would be going around pissing
everybody off. Should give you kaas. It should give you anger instead of getting the money. Yeah, I think when you get angry, you give the money to the sitra achra.
Yeah, you did.
It says in Torah Nun Vav that. The Torah Nevi'im says that all the sitra achra, they want to just increase the amount of money they have to rule over you.
And
they do bad things and they try to control you and all that stuff.
Like create bioweapons and then make you get the vaccine.
Stuff like that.
Crap like that.
Yeah,
all that stuff is this, yeah. It's all that. It's all that stuff, yeah.
Fish the roof.
Exactly. They want more. The land, the wealth, obsessed with increase.
It's exactly as
can be. Yeah. And then so kia kas who ma'amash b'chinat echat ve'ine nechatim ha'mamon, anger is one with money. And it's in the same place of the ishtalshus ve'im b'neim shum hefer. There's no difference between them. Ki shneim yordim mi gvura. They both come from gvura. Nimshachim mi makom echad mamash is one place. It says in the pasuk, mitzafon zahav yeteh. From the north, I will desire gold. And it says, it also says in the pasuk, yeah, as far as the north.
Amen.
It says, if you want to go, if you want to get rich, go north.
North, right?
That's what Nefesh go north should write on there.
Slowly, but it also says that if you want to, if you want to increase in wisdom, that your
go
bed
south.
Should, your bed should face north to south, and if you want to increase in wealth, then your bed should face east to west.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I think you're not supposed to put your bed in.
That's supposed to be supposed to put your east west.
Yeah, it's only if it says go. If you want to go rich, go north. Want to get wisdom, go south. But we know though the Pirush of the Maggid of Mezritri says that what if you want to do both? So you have to transcend time. How do you do that? Have bittul, and you can be in both places at the same time. I mean, you're not doing it for your own gains. You're doing it because that's what is required from you. So you could get both. It's a hard thing to do.
Israel, where you're not supposed to down towards the east, supposed to down towards the Kotel, right?
The Kotel, yeah. Well, it depends where you are, I'm saying. If you're...
So does that play also in the whole where you're supposed to sleep thing?
Yeah, I think a certain direction you're supposed to put your bed. I forget.
North to south.
North to south. So you don't...
Head in the north?
You don't put your feet to the Shekhinah, something like that.
East to west.
Such a thing if...
He just said north to south.
What
are we supposed to do?
I think north. I forget.
Yeah, from north to south.
What, the bed is saying?
Yeah.
I
forget.
It's supposed to be in the west.
Stop being
true. But I think that the bathrooms are not supposed to face.
Also, the bathrooms, too, yeah. No, sleeping in bathroom, yeah. Anyways, it's continued. I think when cows go to the bathroom, they automatically face one direction. They have a sense. I saw one time.
I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, I saw it one time on the internet. The animals, because it's sad, the animals have a certain sense of the energy flows. Okay, let's continue. Order in the court. Mitzafon tiftach hara. It says, when the north, the bad will open. Which is kas, as it says, Vaser kas really becha va ver ra'a mi b'saracha. So what's the kas is the ra, the bad is kas, okay?
And it also comes from
the
north.
Comes from the north, yeah. Because it's a source. Ki amamon v'ashirut b'chinat choma. Money and wealth represents a choma. Choma means a wall, like a wall that's surrounding you.
Good wall or a protective wall?
It's a protective wall. If there's a lot of money, it feels protective, it feels safe, right?
Ruch
Sa'ara. Ruch Sa'ara. Hon Ashir Kirat Uzok Roma Niskava. The anger is a destruction of the wall, as it says. Ir Prutza in Choma Ish Asher in Matzah La Rucho. The Baal Davar, when he sees that a person's getting money flowing down. Yeah, I tell you. Yeah.
It says, one who has no self-control is like a breached city without a wall.
Self-control,
the anger literally
breaks the wall of the Mammon. Yeah. So when the Baal Davar sees all the money flowing down to the person, it's about to actualize in the physical world.
Yeah. A person who conquers his Yitzhak is like one who conquers a city.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's in the main raw yitzhar is kaas. That's what we're saying. So shahu,
don't be rich.
What
did
he say?
No,
he said every Jew should have money, but you have to overcome the meat of kaas.
Who said that?
In his Torah, it says it.
You're gonna be a target. If they see the money coming towards you, you're gonna be a target.
But then you're not going
to
have any
money.
But,
no, they said that you're already supposed to get money.
Supposed to get it.
Everyone's supposed to get it. The reason
but
why
they're
going to
test you.
Money,
you get angry.
You're not wealthy is because you have anger.
Right.
You're
shunting it away from you. Right?
Yeah, you're pushing it away.
You're leaving an opening. For the
you have to work on the mita of to be a vatran, which means that not take stuff personally and just someone does something to you. Why does someone get angry? Because he feels like someone's doing something to them.
Yeah.
That's not right. Because I have my anxiety. I exist, I did, and then you do something against my existence, I get angry about it.
It's like a Muna.
And it also says Avodah Zarah, because he's thinking that things not coming from Hashem. Okay, mm-hmm. So therefore a person has to work on his Mira of Vatranut. And the Tanya Devel Yao says, especially within your family, because it's the worst. If someone in your family insults you, it's the hardest to take. But you have to be able to just take that as well. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Just take it. Especially and the money's going to come down.
So
what? It's hard to do it. you're being put down, and then you're just like, okay, that's hard meat.
What you get?
Big stuff. And also, your sins are forgiven. You give a bracha in the moment. If you're embarrassed in public, if you're embarrassed in public, and you just mavater on the whole thing, it's just, all your sins are forgiven, and you give people brachas. And you probably have a lot of money coming down to you.
It's embarrassing.
Okay.
It says Hashem automatically listens to your tefillah.
Right. That's the time to dive in.
What about when Aaron, the thing, when his sons were killed, it says he was silent?
Dom Aaron, yeah.
Is this connected because he was, like, meaning was he, because he wasn't angry, or he wanted to be angry, but...
There is a thing, if you feel anger in your heart, like it's in Torah Vav, and it's about to go, pump the blood in the left part of your heart, so you turn the dam into dom, you turn this blood into silence. And that's a form of tshuva.
So what was his blessing?
Could be, I don't know.
Because he had the highest form of death.
Who? The Dovin of
Yosef? Aaron.
Oh, Aaron.
Oh, she said, I want to die like him.
Well, the highest form was Eliyahu HaNavi. He just went straight to heaven. Eliyahu HaNavi went straight to heaven in his body. But I think Moshe's death, I think it would be higher than Aaron's, because Hashem buried Moshe.
Yeah, it's just the death of Aaron.
What is it?
The kiss of death.
The kiss of death. I'm not sure. What is it?
Because he had like entitlement. Like, where did people Harry Potter got it from? Like, what would he have said?
Harry Potter got it.
Who?
What would he have
Harry Potter meant to
him. About his sons that died?
Kiss of death.
Well, she said he was praising him. Like,
the Bible.
It was
Bible.
Yeah.
And Aaron didn't answer back. What could he have said? What would he have said that he didn't say? That.
I don't know.
He would
not
have said,
not sure.
Yeah, it's true. But look, my son just died.
Right? The truth.
Like complaints again about.
Yeah, something dumb is a great form of praise. It says to him.
Well, you'd be complaining to Hashem, right?
Like, yeah, I don't know.
Well, this is also the tikkun for the golden calf. All four sons supposed to die, and then only two of them are taken from him.
Yeah,
because they have to continue on the kavuna.
What?
They have to continue on the kavuna. I forget exactly what
it's a question. Anyway, so guys, let's continue on topic. It's because
he still feels like resentment.
Azai who selo mizeh ishtalshus, so then they make from the ishtalshus kas, anger. Shemaz minim lo davar lichos, that they from above, the Baal Davar, prepares for you a situation that's going to make you angry. And then your wall gets destroyed through the anger. Anger and money are one thing. In the source of the world. Therefore, easily the shefa of mammon could be switched, which is the choma, to kas, which is the opposite of the choma, and it turns the choma into chema. Chema means anger. Okay. Shemapech amamon lekas, turns the money into anger. Because the beginning of the ishtalshus of money is the same place that the soul comes from. As it says, velavu nose et nafsho. Over there, to there he carries his soul. That talks about the money of the day worker. As it says, benafshenu navi lachmenu. With our souls we shall bring our bread.
Mm-hmm.
Get it? That the soul desires this thing. Through anger, he loses his soul. As it says, "Toref nafsho be'apo." I mean, like his soul goes up to his nose. Okay, that's his mazor.
It's kind of interesting too, because there's another Torah where he talks about physical possessions, and he says that you're in possession of a physical object. Then it's basically like that your soul and like the letters that make up your soul become intertwined with that physical object, and you have to metakin that physical object, and that physical object also metakins you until you're no longer in possession of it for whatever reason, when the tikkun is complete.
What towards that?
Forget.
Like that.
What is it?
Somebody gets angry, they're fuming from the nose.
Yeah, we learned about that. That's hard off, right? The nostrils.
Yeah, like a bull in a cartoon.
Exactly.
And the ears.
Yeah, okay, so now let's finish this paragraph. V'da shafilu im kvar gilo lo shefa. Even if the shefa already came to you, okay? V'nit have mimena mamon. And money was created from that shefa. And kvar yesh lo hamamon. And he has the money in his hand, which is the choma. Al kol ze lifamim abal davar megare oto bekas gadol kol kach. The bal davar could cause you to be so angry until he loses his money. Even the money they already have. Even though he already came down the ishtalshus, he has it in his hands. Now I'm gonna lose it. It's in your hand. And now you can't turn into anger. It's already in physical form. You got stacks in your hand. Okay. Nonetheless, the money that he has is a wall. It should have been that he cannot turn that cannot be turned into anger anymore. Nonetheless, there's a power of the Baal Davar to overpower the person with such strong anger. They should lose the money that he already has.
It's like a vicious cycle. It's like first the Yetzirah wants to get you
before you get it.
Before you get
stop you from getting it.
Stop you from getting it. And then even after you get it, then he wants to be angry, so you lose what you have. And then once you lose what you have, then you're just gonna get angrier, and he just wants to take everything from you. It's like more and more and more and more and more until you
lose. Exactly.
Yeah, but when you lose the money, it's because it's paying a debt for something
that
you didn't.
Yeah, this,
so it's so.
Just don't get angry. Just don't get angry.
Yeah, you can't get angry about that. You lose more.
It's actually good for you.
Yeah, I mean that's in the case where you don't get angry.
Not every case where you lose money is because of kas.
Right.
But yeah, but if you have money and then you get and then you get really angry and then you lose the money.
About losing money is because of pagama bris. Right,
what is that?
Brisk also make you lose money.
Big time.
Also, make you angry too.
Huh?
That's a form of compromise. Okay. Shamama on Yerid La'adam. Wachina, Teref Natan Lirav. The money that comes out is called Teref Natan Lirav. Okay, how do you say that in English? Teref. Teref is, how do you say Teref? What do you say that?
Teref is like,
you know,
Teref. Like,
Teref. Sustenance, yeah. What do you say that is?
Teref
is right at the end of the Torah.
It's like not
tariff is like a sustenance that he gives to the ones who fear him. Vuhum apolakas turns into anger. Vinase mize toref nafsho bapoel. Yeah, tears apart his soul into his nose. Hashem ishmerenu vetzilenu memida meguna azot. Amen ken hi ratzon. Hashem should protect us from this bad mira. Now, tomorrow, we're going to see how this relates in family life and in shalom bayis and in a person's desires in his brain and all these different things.
Good.
You see how
good this is. Good. We are
this is good stuff. Oh yeah.